The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mastering your emotions so you can be a safe space for the feminine is actually, to me, the art of masculinity.
So I would think it means two things to me. One, it's always like in the eye of the beholder. So realize that it's okay to have a different view than somebody else. Two, it's always being created and recreated.
I think it means an openness to growth, an openness to learning, an openness to looking at what is masculinity in me and having curiosity about what parts are serving me and what parts maybe aren't serving me so well anymore.
And so the art of masculinity is truly that. If you can master being a lion and a lamb, you've mastered masculinity.
The art of masculinity to me means knowing how to gracefully dance between both the feminine flow and the structure of the masculine.
This is The Art of Masculinity with your host, Johnny L. Sasser. Hey everyone, welcome back to The Art of Masculinity. Success. How do we create it? What separates the people that quote unquote have it and the people who are searching for it? That's really the big question here. And something that I get asked very often, and it's something that I think eludes all of us at certain times in our lives because it's so fucking simple. We forget that success, like there's people who are far dumber than you who have created massive success, whatever that looks like, right? Like, because if we categorize this just as money, we're not actually hitting success. We're hitting the social construct of success or the media construct of success. But success is different for all of us, right? And so for any version of success, we need to talk about how did somebody achieve it, whether it's fame, whether it's fortune, whether it's, you know, beautiful family, whatever you want to call it, right? What is it? The type of life that they have. And what drives success is consistency. And it sounds very simple, but you motherfuckers don't do this. You don't tell yourself this every day. When it gets fucking hard, many of you guys fucking lose it. You break down or you stop performing, or you miss a day and then you miss another day. And then all of a sudden the next time you touch it, it's been months, if not a year or a couple years, right? So, you know, we can say it's simple, that consistency breeds success, but truthfully, it's not. It's not simple because we don't think about it. Many of you guys don't think about it every day. Many of you guys are stuck in a rat race and you forgot that being a cog in the wheel is not your passion or purpose, but that is your means to creating your passion and purpose, but you forget. And that's the life that you get consumed with because it's right in front of you. So when we talk about success, whatever version of that it looks like to you, the only way to achieve it is through consistency. So how do we create consistency though? That is the other big question we have to address here. How do we create consistency? Consistency doesn't just show up. Consistency is not something that you can simply cultivate one day and then say, oh, I got consistency, and then expect that one good day is going to show up every other day. No, no, no. We have to address the elefante in the room, and the elephant, guys. The elephant in the room is when shit gets hard, how do you remain consistent? How do you look at your day when it gets late and you're like, fuck, I had a shitty day, but I still need to do the things that I need to do to remain consistent in whatever my endeavor is to become quote unquote successful. Okay. And that is the big, big question. What creates consistency? Not that you don't know it, that you need consistency, but what creates it? Because the people who have created success knew how to cultivate consistency. When you're able to do that and draw consistency in the down days, because that's what we have to play with. We have to play with the worst case scenario when it comes to preparing for the life that we desire. We have to acknowledge it. Now, we don't need to focus on it, right? And I'm a firm believer of this because I used to, you know, back when I was doing my jobs overseas from the military to protection, we planned for the worst case scenario and we had alternatives for what we believed could have been the worst case scenario in the most vulnerable positions or most vulnerable states within the mission, right? And so with us as human beings living this life and not in a highly volatile situation like we were in and not in a life-threatening situation, we have the ability to have a little more leniency on what this looks like to us. And so when we talk about planning, we really need to plan for what potentially the lowest is going to look like for us. And that's a day where you're lethargic, or that's a day where something gets involved, something external comes up and you got to maybe push things off and slide your schedule, right? That could be a day where you're just really struggling. Maybe you get in a fight with your spouse. Maybe you made the decision to stay up too late the night before and you're a little worn down the next day and tired and just don't feel like you have an A effort in you. Now, a lot of people will say 50% is better than 0%. I am a firm believer of this as well. Like, even if you go to the gym, going to the gym is better than not going to the gym and fucking eating Twinkies. Okay. So there is truth to this, but with that comes the aspect of what are the things that you can do so your 50% still reinforces the same consistency as your 100%. Hear me out. What I mean by this is, what are the same things you can do at even just a lower speed or a lower level that's going to move the needle forward even a little bit on those down days, that is similar, if not exactly the same, as to when you are 100% in operation? So the first thing that we need to talk about are your habits. Your habits breed consistency. Johnny, why is that? Well, other Johnny, the reason is because when you put habits in place, you start to reinforce neural connections with actions, thoughts, and habits or doings or goals, right? So you're linking that neural connection with those. And in that conversation of the brain is triggered to go into essentially a default state. And our brains are incredibly efficient, which is why for a lot of us, like, you can think back to a time where you got in your car and you drove somewhere very familiar to you and you pull up and you park and you don't remember the drive there. Our brains are great at creating efficiencies when they know that there are patterns. So when you start to create a pattern through habits in your days that have you meet the priorities of what your goal is, you start to create, ta-da, consistencies. Consistent days, even at half speed. So what are your habits that you can put into place that aren't super complex? They don't have to be complex, but they are reminders of putting your brain into the state that something needs to get done, that a specific action needs to get done. We're going to get to that here in a second of how you create those actions so your brain knows exactly which ones it is. But what are the things you can do that preemptively convey to the brain, hey, oh shit, this is the trigger point for this priority that has to get done every single day. So develop those habits. They don't have to be complex. You guys know this. If you guys listen to a previous episode where we talk about simplicity, simplicity is key. That helps us to drive the train to an outcome that we desire. If you keep it simple, you can remain consistent. When you get complex, you cannot remain consistent unless that complexity has a strong foundation and is trained excessively well time and time again. You guys know that this is a big, big thing of my teachings. If you've been listening to me for any time, foundations are paramount. So what are we doing? Well, we have to create consistencies. Well, now we need to talk about what that looks like when we've put in place the tools. What's the next step? The next step are priorities. So whether you put your top 2 to 5 priorities on a board, or whether you put them on a notepad in front of you, you have to give yourself the priorities that matter, that move the needle. If you can give yourself those priorities, then when you put the habits in place, it's going to link them together, and those habits are going to be a tripwire for you to get that priority done. When you get that priority done, even at half speed, your brain is consistent, your actions are consistent, your progress is consistent, and success is continually within your sights. If we don't create priorities, we can create habits, but our attention becomes fleeting because it's still, now the habits will ground us in a mindset, but they will not necessarily be trigger points for certain priorities. Hey everyone, I want to take a moment from the episode and just let you guys know that the group over at Manly Box are getting ready to launch the most lucrative subscription I've ever seen in my life. What you're getting is a $100 subscription for only $1. Yes, that is one frickin' dollar, guys. Amazing. You'll get a personalized box full of the market's leading optimization products from companies like Beam, Promix, and Revelation Nootropics. There's no catch. You guys get to cancel at any time. It's seriously just $1. It's crazy. I know, freaking just insane. But what's the deal? Their partners at Manly are launching their new monthly subscription and are giving away those 100 subscriptions for $1. Manly is personalized monthly subscription for the busy entrepreneur with everything needed to thrive. I personally get my own subscription from Manly, and I'm definitely jumping on board with this. Their products are tested by the owner, who is a dear friend of mine, Luke Hartlust. And not only that, but they are truly, truly optimization products. So make sure you guys hop over to manlybox.com/pages/signup. Get your $1 box. You only have until September 28th. That is the time that they're doing this, guys. September 28th. Mark that on your calendar. Go get your $1 subscription box and definitely let me know about it and tell me how happy you are. You will not regret it. All right, guys, make sure you hop over to manlybox.com/pages/signup. Get over there. Get your $1 box, September 28th. It's ready to go down. So for instance, when I meditate in the morning, following the meditation, I grab my coffee, I get upstairs, and I record a video. That video is something that I end up putting out, whether it's that day or a couple days later, or it's a YouTube video. It could be any video. Maybe it's for Instagram, but I record a video and I make a decision on what that video is going to be about that morning. But that is the trigger point for me to get a video done. And then habits precede the next steps of my day. But if we do not put those habits in place, then and connect them with the priority. The priority for me is, remember, the video. The video is the priority. If we don't do that, then it's easy for me to come upstairs and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna, I'll do the video later. I'm gonna get to emails now. I got this. I remembered I got to message this guy. Like, we will start to become ADHD kids, okay? and we'll start just going all over the place and not have a pointed direction of focus. So consistency is connecting habits with priorities. Okay. And the other thing that we need to think about is to focus on the goal at hand, which is my goal is X. All right. That becomes something that I put in my sights. Now, whether you put that on a sticky note, whether you put it up on a wall, it's knowing where the overall end state is supposed to be, right? So giving yourself, some would call this purpose. I don't necessarily agree with that. Sometimes it's not purpose. Sometimes it's passion. Sometimes it's a mandatory thing that you need to get done. Like for all my, you know, fellow entrepreneurs out there who are doing 9 to 5s on top of entrepreneurial work, which is a lot of you guys, you may need to say, hey, my priority my overall goal is to have financial freedom and create a business around X, right? So then your priority needs to be, well, I need to address my 9 to 5 job and get that work done within 2 hours. And then my next priority is I need to do this for my business and this for my business. And then you get those down. But without knowing where the overall end state is supposed to be, it's really hard for you to say, to stay on the pattern of habits, prioritization, and consistency. We have to know what we're shooting for, because then we're able to visualize this and connect ourselves to that state in which we should be, or which we are going to be in the future. But to create consistency, we need to know this. So make sure you identify that, write it down, put it somewhere, and that becomes somewhere visible, and that becomes a guiding light for you. And the last thing that I have for consistency, for you to be on the path to consistency, is to make sure that you don't compare. So we're all going to have days of ups and downs. But, you know, Wes Watson has said this. Bedros Koulian has said this. Many great entrepreneurs have said this. Don't compare your chapter 1 to my chapter 10. What happens when we get into the comparisonitis or comparison test, whatever you want to call it, with other people, we end up putting ourselves in a mindset of being derailed, of being set back. So you may not actually be in a state of being set back or having a down day until you start comparing. But if we get out of our heads, and I get it, guys, I really do, because I've done it myself. I've compared with other guys in the men's development industry at early stages of the game in my development and in my ability to grow my business. And it was not pretty in my mind. There was a lot of negative self-talk and criticism and like, I can't believe I'm not even close to this motherfucker. Like, what does he have that I don't? Bro, they've been doing it for a lot longer. For me to compare chapter 1 to chapter 10 was not smart. That's like someone getting in the military trying to compare themselves to me when I was in special operations, or to the brothers that I was with. Just, it wouldn't be smart. You're not going to be anywhere near that. And it's not to say that you won't be there excessively quick, especially if you're very good at what you do. You put a lot of time into it. You create these the things that keep you consistent and move forward that way. But when you're starting, or wherever you're at right now, obviously wherever you're trying to go, there's going to be people there, and they're going to be reminders of what it's like to be there. But you really need to understand that you can't continue to compare to that and expect yourself to keep a positive mindset. It's not going to happen. So do yourself a favor and just remind yourself, or be aware when you're starting to compare, that that's not going to serve you. To really give that person love and support them and be like, yeah, man, that's great. He or she is crushing it in the field, and like, they're helping a lot of people. And I'll give you guys a little secret here. There's more than enough people to help with whatever you're doing, because there's almost 8 billion people on this planet, and you have access to virtually almost all of them through the interwebs. So just remember that, like, the game there's a lot of players in the game and there's a lot of people to be served. So you guys can don't need to compare. You're not going after the same fucking clients. Because, like, I might say, like, don't take that literally. You are technically going after the same clients if you're in the same industry. But the people that are going to resonate with them may not be the people that resonate with you. So therefore, you're not really going after the same clients. You're going after your clients. So just remember, when we're trying to play this success game, whatever it looks like, consistency, consistency, consistency. Create habits that are linked to priorities, have your overall goal addressed and visible, and don't compare. Those are the four big tools I can give you guys for success. And this isn't anything. Because there's plenty, like, there's probably somebody listening to this right now, one of my followers who's probably very good at business. And they're like, bro, my business is bigger than yours by a lot and all this shit. Sure, absolutely. But that's not the sole way to classify success. So I'm talking about this for any piece of success. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to go over to Apple, iTunes, and Spotify. If you guys really enjoyed it, leave us a 5-star review. Let everybody know what you like about the show. Support people who are looking at maybe getting into the podcast, listening to it and giving it a try. Let them know what they're getting into. I appreciate all you guys who are listeners. Make sure to go to johnnylsasser.com. Check out what I got going over there. Get on the email list, guys, with a lot of good content on there that we put out weekly. We put a couple of emails out per week. You guys get deals from vendors that we're hooked up with. You also get just insight to life. You guys get development for yourself, questions for yourself, things to ponder over about your life. It's not just about getting you guys in there and trying to sell you something. I want you guys to be in there because I'm giving content to you guys. I'm giving you guys free information that can help you either rectify some of the things that you've done in your lives, change mindsets that are toxic to you, or just for overall health and development of your own mindset, body, and spirit, guys. So really dive into it. Make sure you guys head over to the website. It's johnnylsasser.com. Get in there. I got some freemiums for you guys. There's some really awesome, I'm very proud of them, PDFs that are available if you guys are interested in them and want a ton of content. I spent a lot of time on these things, from dating to building 4 tools for masculinity. Make sure you guys go check those out. They're really good. I'm proud of them, very proud of them, as you can tell. I spent a lot of time writing those because it was important to me to get those out to you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And as always, remember to drop the ego and stay humble. Until next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.